Egypt and other Middle East countries seeking models for a democratic government have been eyeing Turkey. Its brand of Muslim democracy is seen as a potential blueprint. Today, the man considered the father of political Islam in Turkey was buried in Istanbul. Former Prime Minister Necmettin Erbakan died this weekend at the age of 84. Erbakan spent his career fighting to bring Islamic political parties to power in Turkey, and the leaders of the country's governing Islamic party all learned politics at his knee. Matthew Brunwasser reports.
Necmettin Erbakan was a mechanical engineer who challenged Turkey's secular state for more than four decades. Judging by the size of the crowds at his funeral in Istanbul today, he made an impression. Ali Erdem is a civil servant who came out for Erbakan's funeral.
Erbakan was really one of us. He did great things for the Muslims of this country. He has also helped Muslims all over the world who are oppressed and tired of being pushed around. He gave them a voice.
Part of what Erbakan did was combine Turkish nationalism, anti-Western sentiments, and Islam, and he kept to that message, says Dr. Sakir Gyoje. Gyoje says what made Erbakan different was that he was saying the same thing 3 days ago that he did when he started in politics. He always stayed true to himself. When Mustafa Kemal Atatürk abolished the Ottoman Sultanate in 1923 and created a modern republic, Islamic groups languished in the margins. Erbakan was the first to win power for an Islamic party through the ballot box. Şebnem Gümüşçü Orhan is a political scientist at Sabancı University. She says Turkey's governing AK party wouldn't be in power today had it not been for Erbakan.
I wouldn't say the political agenda is very much inspired by him, but they have learned a lot about politics from him.
In 1996, Erbakan became the first devout Muslim to serve as prime minister in modern Turkey. The following year, Turkey's secular military forced him from power, and his Islamic party was subsequently banned. But Turkey is a very different place today. While the governing Islamist party is led by former Erbakan disciples, their politics are very different. They are pro-European Union and pro-US, and they're enthusiastically pro-free market. And Turkey is now being talked about as a democratic model for political Islam in other countries in the Middle East. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.